Hi, this is Sylvia speaking from the University of Healing in Campo, California. A thought about instant illumination. There are many instant illuminations in my day, starting in the early morning when I go out at 5:30 or 6 o'clock and the sky just starts to turn light and the colors change and the clouds become visible. And the smells of the early morning are just beautiful in the high desert. And then one of the most beautiful things is how the colors start to become alive when you walk through the on the meditation path. There are these dark brown, reddish bushes, or it's a kind of grass, and it has this color like the Tuscany earth in around Siena, that famous color that artists love so much when they paint the picture, the Siena brown, the Siena red. It's gorgeous, and you must once pay attention when you walk through these colors and you see the light sage in between and the dark green of the live oak trees. It's just beautiful. And as I was walking the path this morning, it just made my heart soar, and I thought, hey, that's such a perfect symbol of abundance, you know. It makes your heart wide open, and it's a perfect symbol for abundance, for independent wealth, because it's just there and you don't have to do anything but enjoy it. And isn't that what independent wealth is all about? To just enjoy whatever my heart desires. It's the money is there, the people are there, the perfect place is there, everything just falls into place. Well, that was my instant illumination this morning, and I did enjoy it thoroughly. And about instant illumination, and another thing that makes the instant illumination so precious is that it really changes my attitude. The moment I look at this beauty, I cannot help but feel just one and joyful with everything that is in my world. The other day we had our 30th anniversary celebration, and there were many beautiful people here on the campus, and it was fun, real great fun to talk with some of them. There's never enough time and opportunity to talk with each one, but just to sit for a while with somebody and share some ideas is always an instant illumination. So I was sitting next to Michael, and he was telling me some thoughts about his life, and his life especially with his son. And he went what he called through a lot of challenges with his son. And his son was somebody who had some difficulties with keeping up working and being master of his habits. And then he said, you know, now it's suddenly it has changed. And I said, why did it change? He said, because I changed my attitude. You know, I'm getting up every morning at 4:30 to drive my son to work. And I'm just so happy that he has a work, and it doesn't bother me in the slightest that I get up so early, because I just say it's a blessing for me, and I come home and have time still to do things for myself, to think about life and to just do what I like to do. And he said, since I let my son go and said, I don't worry about him anymore. I just let him do whatever is right for him and don't try to change him. He said, my life has changed because I don't carry around that burden anymore. And that was for me another instant illumination to just know I cannot carry another person's burden. I can only change my own attitude, and then life just flows, and the life of that other person flows too. As he says, since he has released his son from the negative expectations he always had about him, he's doing much better. And that's what it is all about. As I change even my own expectations about myself, I'm doing much better. And that's actually what it is all about. These instant illuminations, these gems of awareness just flow through my life, through my day. And I'm open to it. And it tells me each time a beautiful story of how to live my life and what is valid and worthwhile in my own life. And so it is. I love you.
Love you.